To continue with Perek Yod in our Sefer Mishlei today, we saw how our Perek Yod is going to begin already with Sefrut HaPitzgamim, with a collection of the different statements, but already in a more sophisticated fashion. We saw how the Meiri explains the various forms of Psukim here, and some of them that you've already seen are more of a Tekbulet Migudit, like Zecher Tzadik Lebracha V'Shem Rishayim Yerkav. So for now, let's continue with Pasuk Chet. Chacham lev yikach mitzvot vevil sfatayim yilavet. There's a chacham, whom we already know is the moral person who accepts the mitzvot, accepts the commandments, and it's the fool who's going to weary his lips. Or, in other words, this term that Ibn Ezra explains, that he's trying to convince that, Anna trying to convince a victim that there was no malice in what he did. In other words, he is using improper speech as he lures others. Pasuk tet, holech batom, yelech betach, omakesh drachav, yevadea. So here's a very good example, Psukim chet and tet, of two ideas that are certainly recurring one after the other. And as someone who, in Pasuk chet, already we saw, is someone who takes mitzvot, in Pasuk tet, it's the same person who here, who walks, but at the same time contorts other people's paths, and he's the one who is going to be ruined. So if you look just at these psukim themselves, we see that he's telling us clearly, Chacham lev yikach mitzvot, holech batom yelech betach, and seeing it really as a couplet, that these are the people who will not only be able to walk carefully, umakesh drachav yevadea, and this is parallel to ve'elvil sfatayim yelavet, not only is someone who is a fool and going to contort people with his lips, but it's also the idea of makish drachav, very similar to avil sfatayim, who is going to be destroyed as well. Which takes us now to pasuk yud. Koreitz ayin yitain atzavet ve'avil sfatayim yelavet. Back to, again, that same term from pasuk chet. Whoever winks his eye, referring to those who act with trickery, with duplicity, again, will bring sorrow. And again, it's the fool who wearies his lips, right? This term that he uses twice, talking again about the swindler, talking about someone who isn't necessarily going to speak in an upright manner. Mekor chayim pi tzadik. And again, this imagery, the metaphor of the speech in particular, that is going to either encourage in a positive way in this pasuk or distort in a negative way in the previous psukim. It is deyat tzadik. His mouth is a wellspring for life. Upi rishaim yechaseh chamas. But it's going to be the mouths of the wicked, once again, that cover up their chamas, that cover their malevolence, that cover up all of their wickedness. Sina ta'orer midanim. And it's hate then, Anna, that is going to stir up all different types of quarrels. V'al kol pshaim tachaseh ahava. And the wicked, not only do they conceal, but they conceal basically, Anna, their true feelings. And they conceal their intentions. And here, as we discussed prior to Perek Yud, this is going to start an entirely new section of an adolescent who now is going to go out and see to a certain degree that not everything is black and white, but rather there's a tremendous amount of gray. There are people who and can still be called Risha'im, even if they speak nicely, and but ultimately they're covering up true intentions. And the tzaddik, and a makor chayim pi tzadik, sometimes it's very difficult to be able to distinguish between the pi tzadik and the sfatayim of the evilim. V'sivtei navon timatze chokma. And also, at adolescence, we find that the greatest influence is going to be more what one hears. And sure enough, he says, so pay attention to what the nevonim, the chachamim, are going to say, because through their words, through their sfatayim, and they're going to be able to find discernment, to find chokhmah, and as opposed to shevet legev chaser lev, as opposed to here, and the one who lacks any sense, the shevet lagav, referring to the rod on the body of one who lacks any sense, right? The shevet is the mate, is the staff, and this is going to be what ultimately will entrap, and not just here in a seductive manner, but rather is going to punish those who in the end follow foolish behavior. So once again, between Pasuk, Yud Aleph and Yud Bet, we have these ideas of hatred that is going to stir up all different types of quarrels, love that covers up all the faults, that will help one discern all this. So notice that with a nevil, with someone who is foolish or with someone who is immoral, it's very difficult, he says, to really know one's true intentions. So how does one guard oneself against such people? Well, the only tool one has is chokhmah. Because the more chachma you have, in other words, the more chachma tamusar you have, then the greater the discerning that you can internalize. So, pasuk yidalet, chachamim yitpnu da'at. Notice that he used this term also in the first kovetz, but all the more so here, it's going to be the wise man who stores up his knowledge, upi avil michita krova, and the mouth of the fool is ultimately his impending ruin. He is going to very soon cause his destruction. Hon ashir kiryatozo, the rich man's wealth is his fortress. And this is the mashal for the wisdom of the moral person. Even when you have these enemies against you, even when you have this very confusing speech against you, it's going to be the basis of your knowledge that is going to serve as a fortification that will hold you up very strong. Mechitat dalim resham, as opposed to, again, the party of the poverty of the dalim, of the poor people, that's going to be their chatat. That's going to be their ruin. That's their destruction, because they don't necessarily understand. Pu'ulat tzadik l'chayim tzvu'at rasha l'chatat. The righteous man's deeds lead to life versus the wicked man's, which are going to lead to sin. Orach l'chayim shomer musar. The path of life is the observance of musar, of this moral discipline. Va'ozev tochochot mateh. But the one who forsakes rebuke is going to go away. And he's referring not just to the rebuke of the previous few psukim, but basically of the 9 previous prakim, wherein he's already given a child a certain foundation. Right? People ask all the time, what do we invest in more? Or what type of chinuch do we want to provide our children? Or I say the chinuch of the first years of one's life, right? Ages 5 to 10, let's say. Again, that's what's going to serve as the foundation. And sometimes people say, well, maybe we should expose our children to all different types of open-minded ideas, which is beautiful. But the stronger your foundation, again, the easier it is to then start questioning. The easier it is, as we found for the tzaddik, to be able to discern between different speeches. One then, whose words speak a lot, or here, let's even go back to these few psukim together. Orach l'chayim shomer musar, vozev tochochot mateh, machase sina siftei shaker, o matza diba huxil. It's someone who is going to, to conceal hatred. He has lips that lie. And ultimately, the one who speaks slander is a fool. So he's already giving us certain cues. When you go out to the marketplace, how can you tell someone who's moral or immoral? He says, don't just look at their actions, which was really what he was highlighting in the first kovetz. Listen to what they have to say. So we find this all the time. Someone who speaks, let's say, speaks b'chilut, speaks lashon hara. Is he a bad person? Maybe yes, maybe no. What does the author of Mishlei say? Stay away from such a person, because someone who already isn't going to speak nicely, again, he's going to be the fool. There are definitely ideas there that we see till today, and that this person is someone that you should stay away from. So too, Baro Dvarim Lo Yachdal Pesha, when words are many, then you can't stop sin. Right? People just talk, and instead of performing actions, what phrase are you familiar with? The contrast between Ephron and Abraham? And more ma'at vaseherbe, that's exactly it. And people who speak a lot, generally, also just, again, they do a lot of talking, but they have to be able to show it with their actions. Sin can't be avoided. V'chosech svatav maskil. The person is very wary with his words. He will be the wise one. Kesef nevchar l'shon tzadik lev rishaim kim'at. Also very similar here. It is the righteous man's tongue, which is the best of the silver. The heart of the wicked, though, is something very fleeting. And is not even something that will last like the silver. Also, speaking about the words, the righteous man's lips provide sustenance for many, but the fools die because they lack any sense. God's blessing is what enriches. It doesn't have to be accompanied even more. And he's already told you that if you follow a path of good, of morality, then Hashem will bless you. And if you're reading this one after the other, then it just really seems like independent ideas that he's trying to say. And that's his point, almost as the teenager is leaving the door, to get some last-minute ideas into his head, such as the fool. Nana doing evil, he's like a laugh. What does he mean by that? That even as the fool is performing some iniquity, it is like a laugh. Right, what's a laugh? Something that's funny for the moment, but it really just lasts for that moment. As opposed to the discerning man, he has wisdom. Wisdom doesn't fleet. Wisdom, forget about not always being funny, but wisdom is something that is going to be ingrained inside a person. And in a similar way, what evil man, right, dreads comes to him, right? Megora is what one fears. Hitvoenu, it's going to come. And Hashem will provide also what the tzaddikim want. Kavor sufa ve'in rasha ve'tzaddik yisod olam. With the passing of the storm, the wicked man may be gone, but the tzaddik is going to be the foundation of the world. Similarly, kachometz lishinayim v'chashan le'inayim kin ha'tzel l'sholchav. Like vinegar to the teeth, smoke to the eyes, things that are going to obviously not only hurt, but also corrode the teeth. So is a lazy man when you assign a certain mission, right? You can rest assured, not only will not be done, but in the end, it's going to cause harm. The last few psukim, Yirat Hashem tosif yamim ushnot resheim tiktsarna, the fear of Hashem prolongs life. The years of the wicked one are going to be cut short. And these are ideas that he's already mentioned in the previous kovetz. Tochelet adikim simcha v'tzatvat resheim toved. The way of Hashem is the fortress, and the righteous. That was the next pasuk. Tochelet tzadikim simcha tikvat rasheim toved. The righteous have simcha to anticipate. They have joy. Whereas, what's the hope of the wicked? Whatever hopes he has, don't worry, toved. They're going to be lost. Ma'oz latom derech Hashem. The way of Hashem is a ma'oz, is a fortress for those who are innocent. But mechita lepoalei aven. Yet a ruin for those who perform evil. Tzadik la'olam balimot. The righteous man will not, even if at times it looks like a tzaddik is having a difficult time, lo yimot. He is not going to shake or founder forever. Or sha'im lo yishinu aretz. Just like the wicked, even if it seems that they're initially successful, they're not going to stay long term in the earth. Pi tzaddik yanuv chachma lushon tapuchot tikaret. The righteous man's mouth expresses always wisdom. And the rasha, who has, like the woman, the isha zara, the lashon tapuchot, remember the double-edged sword. So to hear, the wicked person always has in a hypocritical tongue. That's the idea of a lashon tapuchot. He's going to be cut off. Sivtei tzadik yad'un ratzon ufi rishim tapuchot. It is the righteous man's lips who know how to appease, but the mouths of the wicked are always going to antagonize someone. And they're always going to confuse you. So in short, and the theme of this parak was clearly based on the speeches, right? The way that one is going to use one's mouth. And he says, not this time to seduce like the wicked woman. Just when you go out on the streets and you hear the way people talk, what's his advice? You want to find someone who's a chacham, you want to find a moral character, listen to the way that they speak. And generally, who are the wise people? The ones that don't speak so much. Who are the foolish ones? And then sometimes you can tell this even, right? People who do a lot of talking and who also talk in hypocritical terms and who sometimes... So when one goes out and one pays attention to the way that different people speak, he says this should be an indicator for whether or not a person is moral or not. When you go and choose your friends, again, listen to the way that they use their mouths. And if they're going to speak with hypocrisy, if they're going to speak too much, if they are going to certainly lie, if they're going to slander, stay away from those people because it's generally an indicator for some other immoral behavior. As opposed to the tzaddik, notice that he doesn't talk about what the tzaddik speaks about because generally the tzaddikim, the moral people will only speak when necessary. Their wisdom is something that's internalized more. And this is his way of encouraging, stay with those type of people because that will certainly then help support all the your former education. That will help bolster and also give you greater confidence in the musar that you were given as a young child. We're going to see how so many of these messages are going to continue as he's exposed to many other facets, not only in the marketplace, but as he goes out to the courthouses as well. So that will be the next parak, Be'ezrat Hashem.